from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Huge decision here. I'm just reading this as it comes in, and I don't like to get political on this show, aside from a snide remark here and there. Huge decision, though, from the Ohio Supreme Court. Headline is, chicken wings advertised as boneless can have bones. Ohio Supreme Court decides.
Why?
Well, let me read. Consumers cannot expect boneless chicken wings to actually be free of bones. A divided Ohio Supreme Court ruled Thursday, rejecting claims by a restaurant patron who suffered serious medical complications from getting a bone stuck in his throat. Guy sued the restaurant, said the restaurant failed to warn him that so-called boneless wings, which are, of course, nuggets of boneless, skinless breast meat, could contain bones. In a 4-3 ruling, the Supreme Court said Thursday that boneless wings refers to a cooking style, and that the complainant should have been on guard against bones, since it's common knowledge that chickens have bones. The dissenting justices called the reasoning from the, this is what the majority wrote. Justice Joseph Dieters wrote, a diner reading boneless wings on a menu would no more believe that the restaurant was warranting the absence of bones in the items than believe that the items were made from chicken wings, just as a person eating chicken fingers would know that he had not been served fingers. The dissenting justices called Dieter's reasoning utter jabberwocky and said a jury should have been allowed to decide whether the restaurant was negligent in serving a piece of chicken that was advertised as boneless. The question must be asked. Does anyone really believe that the parents in this country who feed their young children boneless wings or chicken tenders or chicken nuggets or chicken fingers expect bones to be in the chicken? Of course they don't, Justice Michael P. Donnelly wrote in the dissent. When they read the word boneless, they think it means without bones, as do all sensible people.
They ain't got nothing better to do in Ohio.
I cannot believe that the majority ruled in favor of boneless wings having bones.
Or having the ability to have a bone.
Right.
But they're right.
They are.
Who's right?
The majority. If I go to the supermarket and I purchase seedless oranges, a sensible person would know that there is a possibility that there could still be a seed in the orange.
Even if it's titled seedless?
the seedless watermelons have the little white seeds. They're not the big hard black seeds, but they have the little white seeds.
You're telling me that a reasonable person expects boneless wings to have bones?
Not expects, but should always be on guard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I disagree.
You've never purchased a boneless chicken breast from Publix, and when you cut into a piece, you notice there's a piece of bone.
But it doesn't say boneless chicken breast. It'll say chicken fillet or chicken cutlet, or you could get chicken on the bone.
It
doesn't say boneless chicken breast.
Absolutely, it does. I buy two packs of boneless chicken breasts every single week from Publix for the past 6 years of my life,
and
every
pre-made ones.
No, raw, boneless chicken breasts.
Yeah, they don't say boneless.
I think they do.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do. Because they say boneless, because boneless, skinless.
Correct.
Because they'll take the skin off of them, too. Yeah,
boneless. If you buy a fillet of steak, it doesn't say boneless fillet.
Yeah, but it says bone in ribeye.
Mm. Right. It tells you if the bone is in. And by the way, jumping on the back of what the Supreme Court ruled there in Ohio, fair to assume then that if you order a bone-in ribeye and there is no bone, hey, you got to assume sometimes there is no bone.
No, for safety purposes. And who swallows chicken nuggets like Tylenol? Aren't you going to chew it up and feel the bone in your mouth?
Well, when you bite into it and you're chewing and you're swallowing, you're not expecting something to be in there. And all of a sudden, a bone is caught in your throat. And you go, well, that's impossible because I ordered the boneless wings.
But as you chew it, you don't feel a crunch.
For sure.
Right. You think it's the breading. Because you've been told there's no bone.
But again, it's not unreasonable when
sure it is.
Eating a bird.
It's utter jabberwocky.
That you would find a bone in chicken. It's like fish.
But that's why you order the boneless ones when you don't want to have the bone in the chicken.
Correct. And it's why I buy the seedless oranges, but I can
literally still... society breaks down if I can order boneless chicken wings and they can throw bones in there.
But chicken wing places also say world famous or best in the world. And I've bid them be like, this isn't the best chicken wing in the world.
But that's subjective. A bone is not subjective. It's objective. There's either a bone in there or there's not.
I don't know how they cut it.
No, there's either a bone in there or there's not.
Keep your guard up.
Certainly in Ohio.
The real issue at hand was that loser ordering boneless wings. I think that was really the majority ruled in favor of the restaurant because they're all in favor of that guy being a loser.
I imagine had they ruled the other way, we would have seen the end of boneless chicken wings. Because if the Supreme Court ruled that you could not in any circumstance have a bone in a boneless chicken wing, I think restaurants would have had to do away with boneless chicken wings.
Why?
Not worth the risk.
Why?
Because it wouldn't be worth the risk of calling them boneless.
Correct, because it's pretty ordinary that you'll find a piece of bone in a boneless chicken breast.
It's ordinary?
Yeah, I would say
short.
It went to the Supreme Court. It was so out of the ordinary.
Not a full bone, a little bone shard.
Yeah.
You think it's ordinary to have bones in boneless chicken wings?
Perhaps ordinary wasn't the right word, but I wouldn't be. What's that word they used?
Surprised?
Goobawalkied.
Yeah, goobawalkied. I wouldn't be goobawalkied.
Well, no, it was called utter jabberwocky. Jabber. No one could be jabberwocky.
Well, I wouldn't be jabberwockied.
Well,
if
you
I
couldn't be.
But bit into.
Or butt.
A boneless chicken breast. And there was a shard of bone in it. I wouldn't be that surprised. It's happened to me several times.
Oh, it has?
Yeah, it's happened to me several times.
Right, well, I wouldn't keep getting the boneless chicken wings at that restaurant. I mean, fair. When Crowder ordered a pawn that there was a roach pressed into it, fair to assume that there shouldn't be one? Or, hey, it's a restaurant, there's roaches, and there might be one pressed into the bread.
No, because bread doesn't, you know, bread's not naturally paired with roaches. Chicken's well, paired with bones.
That's utter jabberwocky.
Well, based on your reaction to that entire situation, Crowder, it seemed like you weren't jabberwockied at all either. Because
how did you turn that into a verb?
You just you stayed around. You ate the flan afterwards.
Because I already ordered a full meal.
And once you've gotten the roach in your bread, what are the odds you're going to get a roach in anything else? Slim to none.
The masas de puerco was delicious. I did. I regret eating that flan, though.
I'd say it's a win for the good guys. Way to go, Ohio Supreme Court.
That is a ridiculous decision. And if that doesn't get you, you know, motivated to go out and vote in November, nothing will.
Your weather. From the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s, hot and humid. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, the ticket wizard, of course, is very involved in the law. He's an attorney. He was Jimmy's representation at traffic court. He's outraged by this Ohio Supreme Court decision. And he said, that was like the time I went to the Breakers. I ordered a turkey club. It wasn't even close to what a normal club sandwich is. So when I called the waitress over, she looked at me and she said, that's our take on a club sandwich. And he's like, you can't just decide on your own unilaterally what a club sandwich is. We all know what a club sandwich is. And he's right. If you advertise something as boneless, it should be sans bones. If you have a club sandwich on the menu, what's in a club sandwich? You got the sliced turkey meat, say, tomato, lettuce, bacon on toast, right? Cheese. That's a club sandwich. You
well,
can't.
A Cuban sandwich is different in Miami and Tampa.
Correct. But a club sandwich is ubiquitous the nation over.
Not at the Breakers.
And he's right. That should be illegal. You should not be able to call a club sandwich. If you see on the menu a club sandwich.
Yes.
And they bring over meatloaf on a ciabatta.
What club is this?
They go, this is our club sandwich. Do you have a right to be angry?
Yeah, it should have read the ingredients, Barry.
But it doesn't say the ingredients. It just says club sandwich. Breaker's famous club sandwich.
I think the best one is seedless watermelon.
Plus, that's arbitrary. Like, the word club could really mean anything. Because you could think it's your club sandwich. I could think it's the specific club that I'm at, their club sandwich. Somebody could think it's a legitimate golf club in between two slices of bread. Like, it's totally arbitrary.
correct, but it's understood. Society breaks down. If you go to McDonald's and order a Big Mac, and this particular McDonald's gives you a chicken sandwich, and they say, that's what we call a Big Mac. You're okay with that?
Okay, but that's their argument.
Well, no, because I know where I'm going to a restaurant, and this said restaurant has a menu, and their menu should not vary from chain to chain.
Nor should a club sandwich.
Did he eat it?
I don't know. I mean, you've seen Barry. I would imagine.
My guess.
Probably has a lava cake for dessert.
My money's on he ordered another one.
And let me tell you, if he was at the Breakers, it was $664.
Is that place good? I've never been to the Breakers. Everybody talks about the brunch at the Breakers.
The brunch at the Breakers. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the nicest properties in all of South Florida.
Yeah. It's beautiful, nice. The rooms are amazing. The service is crazy. It's right on the water. But, yeah, you might go bankrupt if you stay 2-3 days.
And they have terrible club sandwiches, shockingly.
Pool's awesome.
I'll give you an example. Go to this local spot in Kendall by my house. I order takeout or we go eat there every Friday night. It's called Tacos and Tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And on their menu, they have fajitas. It's a Mexican Latino fusion. They have fajitas. So without reading the menu, I'm like, oh, I'm down for fajitas. I ordered fajitas.
You're that guy, huh?
I'm that guy. I love fajitas.
Fajita guy, huh? You got to make a big show with your dinner?
I'm the fajita guy. Absolutely. Bring me that sizzling plate, baby.
You get the pasta made in the cheese wheel when that's offered?
Yeah, cacio e pepe, right in the cheese wheel.
That's delicious.
Tableside Caesar.
Mm-hmm. And table side guac, too. Don't bring me that guac from right in the back of the kitchen. I want you to come make it for me.
You know what's worth the show is Bananas Foster when they put the fire right there next to it.
That's so good. That's one of the few exceptions I make for having fruit in dessert. Bananas Foster is one of the few exceptions.
I don't even like the lights and all when they bring you a bottle at the club, but you can set my dessert on fire any day.
That's how they should bring the Bananas Foster with the big sign.
Strobe.
So go ahead. You order the fajitas. What was it actually?
And they have on their menu, they have all the ingredients. I didn't read it, though. I just said, I want fajitas. And usually, fajitas comes on that skillet, and it's chicken or steak or shrimp, whatever you ordered, with peppers, onions, sautéed, everything together, sizzling on that plate. Well, at Tacos and Tattoos, their take on fajitas is French fries. Underneath the steak and the peppers and the onions, French fries, like a bed of French fries, also sizzling on the plate. And when it arrived, I thought they made a mistake. Like, did you accidentally put?
They did make a mistake. Called that fajitas. They called that big platter full of crap fajitas. And they should be out of business.
How dare you? Love that place. Tacos
they
and
put
tattoos.
Two things together, boy. Tacos and tattoos. I've never said, let me get a tattoo. Oh, I love a taco.
Well, let me tell you something. I ate it. Happened to be fire. Now, I go there every Friday. Fajitas with French fries.
Right, except that you're not having fajitas, just so you know.
Well, I am.
Those are not fajitas. We all know what fajitas are.
They are.
You're not having fajitas.
They brought me the refried beans. They brought me the lettuce, the pico de gallo. They brought me the tortillas on the side. They brought me all the ingredients for fajitas, but their take on it was with French fries.
But you can't fajitas. Have a take on something that's understood. If I decide I want to buy season tickets for the Hurricanes next season, so I go online and I buy season tickets for the Hurricanes. They send me one ticket for a game against FAMU. They go, this is our take on season tickets. One ticket to the FAMU game. I don't have a leg to stand on there. That's their take on it.
I don't know if that's along the same line.
Slippery slope, Solana.
Hey. True story. Well, you know, Asia and myself, we got married at the Breakers.
Mm-hmm.
So we take our ages 90-year-old grandmother. We got her a room at the Breaker so she can stay the weekend. We say, what do you want for breakfast? And she was like, I don't know, baby. You know, don't worry about me. So Asia gives her the menu. The menu has the prices on it. She saw that cereal was $22 and she didn't want to eat. She was refusing to eat the rest of the weekend. She was like, nah, baby, this is, I'm not like, you got to be hungry, grandma. No, I'm not eating $20 cereal. There's no cereal in this world good enough to be $20. It was, yeah. Ha ha.
I bet she wanted product 19. The good old person cereal. Product 19.
Yeah. Lived to 95, ate bacon every morning.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, you're arguing with a guy who wanted to bake a frozen chocolate cake. Let's give away these Marlins tickets because the 5 o'clock hour is next. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, and you know how much fun that can be. So let's give away these Marlins tickets. Marlins have Bark at the Park. Now, the Marlins' vision of Bark in the Park, bring a bird. Because that's the way they envision it. It's not your typical Bark at the Park.
Any animal, turtle.
A lot of anything goes.
You mess up a club sandwich, society comes to an end.
I mean, their take at Bark at the Park is buy one, get one sodas. They call it Bark at the Park. That's their take on it. The bases are made with French fries. Yeah, but that's the way they do it. And literally, at 2 o'clock, my two topics were, will Tua lead this team further, and has Justin Herbert been overrated?
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.